USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is asking Vice President Harris to lead efforts to curb the surge of illegal immigrants to the United States.
I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle.
Harris again calling the border surge a complex problem.
There's no question that this is a challenging situation. There are many factors that lead presidents to leave these countries.
Virginia is the first southern state to abolish the death penalty. Democrat Governor Ralph Northam signing the measure this afternoon. The state has executed around 1,400 people over its 408-year history, but the practice started being phased out in the 1970s. The Dow losing 3 points to fall to 32,420. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
Most Americans 65 or older have received at least one coronavirus vaccination shot.
There are now a total of 84 million people who have received at least one vaccination dose, and 45 million people who've been fully vaccinated.
That's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a briefing on the coronavirus on Wednesday. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she's guardedly optimistic when she was pressed about whether the United States has turned the corner on the pandemic. The family of one of the Boulder mass shooting victims says they're getting overwhelming support.
Last night there was quite a crowd outside of our house that did a little candlelight vigil. But it's just overwhelming, and it just goes to show how many lives that Ricky touched.
Ricky Oles worked as a front-end manager at the King Super grocery store. That was her Uncle Bob. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is discussing how the Trump administration handled border control compared to the Biden administration.
I think we grasped this nearly perfectly, and while we executed in a bumpy way, we ultimately got there. We had courts challenging some of the work that we did, but in the end, we got the policy right.
He adds the way the current administration is handling the surge of illegal border crossings isn't benefiting anyone, including the illegal immigrants attempting to get into the country.
This isn't in America's best interest. It's not in Mexico's best interest, and it's certainly not in the best interest of these people who are in difficult situations in Central America who simply want a better life.
Mars helicopter Ingenuity carries a piece of the Wright brothers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki explains.
A small piece of human flight history is currently charting new territory on Mars. NASA announced Tuesday that a small piece of material from the wing of the Wright brothers aircraft that made the first powered flight in 1903 was placed aboard the Perseverance rover. A small swatch of cloth was wrapped around a cable on the Ingenuity Mars helicopter. The craft is preparing to attempt the first controlled flight on another planet. NASA scientists say the helicopter could attempt its first flight as soon as April 8th. It will need to be delivered to the planned flight location by the Perseverance rover, and then go through an extensive series of tests before it can be given the green light for takeoff. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.